So which stores are you allowed to buy the chametz from? Always you have these lists that are out. This store you could buy from, this store you can't buy from. Well, what about a store which had a Jewish owner who is not Shomer Torah mitzvahs, he's a non-observant Jew, and he sells his chametz. Okay, the rabbi comes and tells him, let me sell your chametz. And he sells the chametz. Can you buy from the store after Pesach? Do you violate chametz over of a Pesach? The Mishnah Brura in Taf Mem Ches Yud Beis talks about that the sale cannot be a harama. It can't be a farce. So is this sale a farce? So V'tshuva Sanhagas and Chelakal Fresh Peches says, yes, this is a farce. Because the whole point of the sale is just to, you know, get more customers. The irreligious Jew doesn't really mean to sell the chametz. Especially, look, he's selling chametz on Pesach in the store. So obviously he doesn't believe it's a real sale. If he believes it was a real sale, he wouldn't be selling the chametz on Pesach. It's not his chametz. The fact that he's selling the chametz on Pesach nullifies the sale. And moreover, we want to give him a knas. Kadei shvo yei chote niskar, says the Tshuva Sanhagas. Therefore, Reb Sternbach paskins that you cannot buy from such an individual store after Pesach. It may be different, he says, by corporations, but at least by a mom and pop shop owned by an irreligious Jew sells his chametz, that sale is not a good sale. Similarly, the Nitai Gavriel says the same thing in Mem Tes. He writes that the mechira of chametz of such an Einu Shomer Torah mitzvah is not a mechira if the religious Jew is misasik with this chametz on Pesach. If he's still selling the chametz on Pesach, that shows that the sale is not a good sale. And this is brought from the name of the Maram Shik and the Marsham to be Machmir. Similarly, the Sefer Siddur Pesach Kilcha. So, seems to pass that it depends. If we are not sure if the irreligious Jew sold the chametz on actual Pesach, in other words, he sells the chametz before Pesach, but we're not sure, is he still selling that same chametz in his store on Pesach? So in that case, if he's only chashud, there's room to be mekel. But if we know for sure that he's selling chametz on Pesach, then you have to be machmer and you can't buy from that store after Pesach. On the other hand, the Chelkas Yaakov, Rev Brish, he in Chelak Gimel Simon Lamed Aleph, he paskins Lakula. He says that no. Why? What's the reason why you're allowed to buy from this Jew, irreligious Jew, after Pesach? Because the sale of the chametz, he says, the guy only takes inventory of the stuff that's in the Jew's possession after Pesach. So in other words, if the Jew sells 10 you know, loaves of bread before Pesach and to the guy, and now, you know, loaf 1, 2, and 3 are sold on Pesach, so then the guy is only going to have to pay for loaf 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 after Pesach. He's only going to have to pay for the remaining 7. He doesn't have to actually pay for the chametz which is sold on Pesach. Therefore, okay, so the irreligious Jew shouldn't have sold that chametz on Pesach, but it doesn't actually nullify the sale. And famously, Rav Moshe Feinstein said the same thing in numerous tshuvas in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Tes, Chelek Beis, Simen Sadi Aleph, and in Chelek Dawid, Simen Sadi Hey. Rav Moshe builds up this whole svara that which is similar to the Chelkas Yaakov, that basically the Mechira is not batel, based on the reason the Chelkas Yaakov said that you only take inventory after Pesach, and at that point, you know, whatever is left in the Jew's possession, this irreligious Jew's possession, that would have been sold to a guy. And therefore, the fact that the Jew sold the chametz on Pesach doesn't nullify the sale. And similarly, Rav Moshe says a great svar, that a person would rather do heter, he wouldn't do iser. So even if he's an irreligious Jew, still a person would rather do the mutter thing. Why should he be over in Avera? So therefore, he really intends to go through the sale. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein paskins. However, others distinguish Rav Moshe. The Sefer Shemitah Kelchasa in Shar Gimel, Perek Gimel, and Daf Kufn and Dalet, he writes that, whoa, maybe that Rav Moshe is only talking about someone who's, you know, a tinok shenishba, someone who doesn't know the halacha so much. He's irreligious, but not because he's anti-Orthodox. But what about someone who's anti-dati, who says, don't believe the sale is at all a good sale. What about that case? Is that case, would that sale be a good sale? So that, the Shemitah Kivitzvah says, he's not sure what Moshe would say about that. Similarly, Rav Yashav, paskin to be machmer, that you would not be allowed to buy from such a, you know, irreligious Jew sold his chametz on Pesach. And at the end of the day, it's machlokas, basically Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yashav, how to paskin, what maisa.